Just under Jesus answered and said, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and both, and the sight of how will indeed not prevail. This is the revelation that we all need. We all need this revelation. You can know it with your head, or it can be revealed to you by God's Spirit. And this is so interesting that Peter is the one. He's the one who gets this amazing, life-changing, divine revelation. Speak out, and I imagine he's speaking it out to God. You are the Son, you are the Christ, you are the living God. And then what happens to Peter? The one who had the revelation. Can I just say this before I carry on with Peter? You know, I began to come again in 1995. I was a student in my first year, and I became a part of the church there, and I'm still in the Church of Jesus Christ. And my church has been shown up with a lot of different all of us, not that important, this church is. Means that we are in the body of Christ, and part of the body of Christ. And after being in the church for 25 years, I'm not sure if it makes a time, I realized that I gave a lot of money, especially our church, Chauffeur. The church is good at providing knowledge and producing the Word of God gives us a speech, the Word of God gives us our knowledge. We need knowledge. And I picked up a lot of knowledge. What I didn't really mean by a degree in theology. A lot of knowledge was gained. But you know what I realized? I actually realized it's fairly recently. I realized that the only knowledge that really changed me, I'm not speaking about giving facts on paper, I'm not speaking about people sharing, the only knowledge that really changed my heart and therefore my actions is the knowledge that was revealed to me by the Holy Spirit. It's the only knowledge that really changed me. Therefore, there were some things that I had learned in church and I knew in my heart I could recite it, but I was not able to live it until the time came when it was revealed to me by the Holy Spirit, and things in my heart changed. And I could find God in that truth, and I could live that truth. I think this is why, in a sense, the Red Sea Spirit is a manifest in man. It's what Luther has influenced to change. Especially on ourselves, on our children, on our parents, nobody. We can live with our own spirit. And Peter had a revelation. But what happened? And I'm not going to read this as great as I should, but now I'm not going to go share it with you. Jesus is there, the last meal together, Jesus and his disciples, they walked the side, into the road together. And he said to them, I'm telling you, one of you will deny me. You will indeed deny me. And who is the one of all ones, the one with the revelation, the one who got the revelation, same one said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. That same one said, never will I deny you. Never will. I will never. Let's not judge Peter. Let's not judge him. And then it happens, and Jesus is saying, like a man who is stormy, he doesn't even exist. And what do these dear precious disciples do apart from one of their job? They run away. I have ran in my life, I don't know about you, but I know no running away. They ran away. They fear for their lives with good reason. in the courtyard. And this lady, not even, I don't even think, a servant lady, not even a, you know, an important person in that culture. Obviously, she was really important to God, and not an item of society. She said, "You can ask me one thing, you will listen." No, she said, "No, I don't know. Three times. Well, in the crossroads, and keep the faces, but I just keep the rooms of his life. I don't even see lying on the physical freedom of justice. And he said, he's what I would call in this moment. Or he said, does what I would call in this moment an epic failure. Epic fail. There are no other words to describe this behavior of Peter. It's an epic fail. It's failed. And then Jesus died, and the only one that said John. I think John was. I wish I could know John, the Apostle John. I wish I could know he was the one that got the revelation in the Gospels of Revelation. He was the only apostle who did not die the violence through the death. He had the cruelty that he died from it, he lived by peace and death. He was different from the rest of it, he being against the grace of Jesus at the table. Now, Jesus died and was risen from death. And
roots within your neck, you know. Not one thing to believe me.
find very encouraged by this. Because sometimes I live in my life and I think it's an epic fail stamp on many incidents. Sometimes I just cringe when I see this. And God says, bring your faith. Bring your faith. It is unto the glory of my name. I will allow you to be broken. And I know, I'm not saying this much, because there are people here who have suffered pain like I do not even know when the things suffered in my life. I know this. I know there are people here who suffer inexplicable pain. I know. I want to say this. I believe that God allows us to be broken. And very often, we will bring it of ourselves. Can I say this again? You know, it's one thing to be broken because someone did something to you. And you can cry for God, and you can have to work through your sin, you have to wrestle with God, and make a lot of pain. You can entire different story of all of this pain and all of this suffering was inflicted by you yourself, on your, to yourself. have joy, I should have peace, I should have long suffering, I should have self-control. You know, and I would go to God and I would say, God, give me self-control and give me peace and give me love. You know, I was working at it. Until God, through a lot of things that happened in my life, brought me to a place where I understood. But God loves Himself. God has joy over Himself. God wants to give her peace. God is long suffering with her and her constant battles and struggles. God is kind towards her. God is good towards her. God is faithful in her life. God is gentle with her. And once I started, and this is called abiding. The Lord says, abide in me. I will abide in you. When I started to understand that I need to fall into this love. I need to fall into this love. I need to understand this love. I need to live by this love. And all these things will become mine. It will become a part of my life. And I will indeed bear fruit. Because He wants to love me. This is the beginning and the end of the gospel. That is why the Word of God says, there is no law no longer. There are no rules. It is written on your heart. Religion kills. Can I say this again? Religion squishes the very life out of us. You know what we think to do in church is every time in church, I don't care whether it's being fossil, charismatic, or traditional. We put religion on each other. We are well meaning. But we put religion on each other. We say to each other, no, you can't do this. You can't do that. You have to do this. And all of that is good and true. And there's a place to speak the truth to each other. And I understand there's a place where we need to preach the word. But these places, unless you and I find this love, discover this love for ourselves as individuals, we will never have the revelation that we need. We will not. And let me say this, for each one of us, for our own lives, we need our own revelations. We do. I have people who come to see me about all kinds of things. I had a lady who came to see me about her marriage. I didn't know what to tell her. I don't know what she's supposed to do. But I can say this to her. I can say to her, listen, you need to come before God. You need to sit at His feet like Mary did. And you need to find His love. And in this love, under His wings, in this place of safety and assurance, you will find your answers. You will find them. Because there's an answer for you there. Can you read the next scripture? 2 Peter 3:18. We are all over Peter. All about Peter this morning. Let me read it there. But growing the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let me say this, the knowledge of the Lord are not rules and regulations. The knowledge of the Lord is understanding His love because He is love. And I cannot make you understand that. And you cannot make your wife or your husband or your friend or your child. We can just ask the Lord. This is the knowledge. We must grow in the knowledge of His love. I want to know it all, because I will see everyone around me differently. I will treat everyone differently. I will be a different kind of person. And grow in grace. We need a lot more grace in this area. We need grace. We need to understand what grace is. John 14, verse 36. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. We have a Helper. We have a Helper. I got the news recently that a friend of mine, who has not committed suicide, and I was just broken by it. Couldn't keep my head around it. Couldn't imagine. I cannot imagine the pain. And I went to God and I said, God, she cannot sit in the service and become a good person. I don't know. I said, God, please speak to me. Please, God, I need to know now. You know what other people said to me? God said to me, I gave her the Helper. I gave her the Comforter. He's all that she needs. He's all that she needs. He is with her. He says, if you be with her and she's not alone, if you cannot comfort her, then I'll take her. We need to know the Helper. We need to know the Helper. When we know the Helper, we won't be as concerned about we will worship before or after the opportunity. You know, we had a meeting now, some of the great church, and we thought about why are the announcements not after the worship? Why are the chief like this? This group of people that is serving me that way. And why is this person, this was not the interest of the anymore? Why is this person never preached with that? That's not being speaking in that one. And we hear all kinds of things. We've been in church for a very long time. Why is this session on a Monday morning? Why is it not? You know? We need to know the Helper. We need to know the Comforter. We need to know the Holy Spirit. Because where your children will also kidnap. They didn't know where your children were. I preach, I time I was starting to produce them, there's a series of flyers at home, and I took my phone, and I decided to go to the verse of the day on the Bible day prayer. It's the same life, you know. Only with one every 10 years or so. But I opened the Bible gateway and God spoke to me. God spoke to me in a way that I was never able to see. And it was Isaiah 46 verse 4. This is the scripture. Even to your old age, I am he. And even to gray hairs, I will carry you. I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry and will deliver you. Even this is the best scripture in the word of God. You know, man, I changed everything for me. Because once again, I was reassured. I think there are so many things that we can do to adapt to the church, to show God and so that nothing will remain. My people don't really see what Jesus is like. They don't see Jesus is like. They don't really see what Jesus is like, what he does, and what he does. They care about seeing the love of God. They care about seeing the love of God to be real for us. Money can bring you so far, your marriage, your children, your lack of marriage, your pain in that. Just pull you to your heart. There are no poor bodies in the body, no condition. Just pull you to your heart. There's not one person here that doesn't study from you. Because when you do, you will have divine revelation. And when you do, the helper and comforter will show you every single day how to live your life. Because in the end, no person can help you. In the end, no one can help you. But the help that is available is not just enough, it is overwhelmingly good and powerful. Can we close our eyes? Lord, I thank you for